It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
And happy Tuesday, Satellite Guys. Welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. Scott's off in New York doing some consumer electronics show coverage. And today has been really, really an exciting day. Today there's been a lot of news breaking. For instance, Sirius, their shareholders, have finally approved the XM merger. We'll get more details of that in a bit. Not only that, if you're looking to give a gift that maybe nobody really has, we got a little deal on what you could potentially buy your loved one that somebody who has everything but probably doesn't have this item. Also, we're going to be coming in with a lot of Dish Network news. Charlie Ergen finally breaks his silence, as well as a special deal with Dish Online that you can remote schedule. That's a beta test going on, and we'll get to that here in a moment. So we're going to go ahead and kick it away with our latest entertainment news.
Grab your remote. It's time for the latest home theater news. Now, with the latest news, here's Goalie Bob.
All right, well, today's been a really busy day for home theater news. Breaking the front page is Sirius shareholders okay the XM deal, and both of the stocks for both companies have jumped. Associated Press is reporting that shareholders of Sirius Satellite Radio on Tuesday approved the company's acquisition of rival XM Radio. Shares of Sirius rose 2.6% in midday trade, while shares of XM rose 3.8%. The approval, which was expected, now leaves tougher obstacles of regulatory approval by the Department of Justice and the FCC. XM shareholders were also voting today on the deal. Sirius said in a statement that more than 96% of its shareholder votes casted approved the acquisition. Shareholder advisory firms have endorsed the deal, which would save costs for both companies on acquiring subscribers, programming, and broadcasting facilities. The deal still faces close scrutiny by people up in Washington, and some consumer groups have opposed the combination of the two joining forces together. The FCC had originally said the two satellite companies couldn't combine, but that rule can be changed. Sirius and XM have argued that satellite radio, they face more of a competition now than ever, because of listeners with the advent of portable listening devices like iPods. You got internet radio now, you got cell phones that can play music, and you also got HD radio, which is the broadcaster's way of fighting or combating satellite radio. I for one, I approve the deal for a certain extent. The way that the deal is written right now is both companies remain both brands, and it's just owned by one company. I do not approve it that way. I think what needs to happen is Sirius needs to eat up XM, the Sirius music channels, which I feel are a better quality and a value anyhow. They need to stay online, and then all the programming like Opie and Andy and stuff like Howard Stern needs to just get put on one system, and basically just one system with the best of both worlds. And I approve Sirius music lineup because I love it so much. And I love Howard Stern, I love Bubba the Love Sponge, I love all that content, and I love Raw Dog Comedy. Sirius is really, really a good value, but they need to take the best of XM, like Opie and Andy, the Oprah Winfrey Channel, stuff like that, and move it over to Sirius, and just have one killer of a service. So, well, we were talking about earlier a product that you can get for somebody else, that for really somebody that has everything, and I bet you they probably do not yet have this product. There's a very few people that do. In fact, we're going to go ahead and get to that right now. And this is kind of a competitor of Sirius and XM, and this is what they were talking about. And that gift that I am talking about is HD radio. If you're a radio listener, you've probably heard the commercials for it like this one.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. For the times, they are a-changing.
Black and white radio just became color.
The radio industry is spending millions of dollars promoting a high-definition radio, but is anyone really using it? Here in Chicago, there are about 40 radio stations that are broadcasting in HD, and this is where I am from. Mind you, it might vary from location to location, but their move to this digital technology means that 40 radio stations now become 80 radio stations, with the potential to become 120. But the HD radios that you need to get these stations are not quite flying off the radio shelves yet. About 500,000 are expected to be in use nationally by the end of this year. So if you like listening to the radio, HD radio may be one of the best things that you've never heard. Not too long ago, WBBM-FM B96 here in Chicago was one radio station. But today it's two. On the main station weekdays, you'll hear Eddie and Jobo with the rest of the latest hits. On the other, you'll hear the latest dance mixes. What happened is this HD radio technology that's allowing each radio station to develop a split personality. One frequency with two channels with different formats for differentiating musical tastes. With traditional radio, each radio station broadcasts one analog signal on its frequency. And that's what you get when you tune in on your radio in your car or in your home. But with HD radio, the signal is digital, and each radio station can send out an HD channel, which typically is a main channel, which is HD1, and a secondary HD2 channel as well, which can typically be any music or information format that the station wants. It effectively doubles the choices on your radio dial. HD digital is a better sound, FM sounds like a compact disc, and AM sounds like FM. If this all sounds so good, perhaps you're wondering why more people don't already have it. And here's really the lowdown why. If you're interested in getting a new HD radio, then you probably have to buy a new radio. One that has HD capability. If it's in your car, then you'll likely have to buy a new in-dash radio system, in combination with a little box, the tuner that picks up the HD radio signal. Some radios come in with a built-in tuner right on in, and the cost can be from $120 up to a few hundred dollars. In my car, I have one of these HD radio tuners built right in, and it is fantastically worth the money, and I think I bought mine for $140 at Best Buy. You get all that plus the cost of installation. Then there are also some high-end radio home tuners that can receive HD radio ready as well. In my house, I have a Saigon HD radio tuner, which costs about $240, and it will get you going and up and needing. All you need to do is hook up a antenna to it. It's becoming the holiday gift that most people know no one really has. So hey, why don't you give it to somebody who has everything? Because you know, they probably don't have HD radio. With that said, it reflects that HD radio is entering into a crowded field of audio with iPods, satellite radio, and everything else that you can imagine that would bring audio to a listener. With HD radio, listening is free, other than the startup costs. Once when you purchase your equipment, anything beyond that is free. It'll be interesting to see if it's worth paying $12 a month a subscription for satellite radio when you can get HD radio for free. Or would you rather pay nothing and listen to some commercials and get a sound at no charge? If you purchase an HD radio now, you can still get the radio stations that are broadcasting in the non-HD analog technology. Most believe that HD radio will really take off when it comes pre-installed in new cars. Both Ford and BMW are now offering HD radio in their new models. So that's pretty much it. If you're looking to give a gift that nobody has gotten you, that you don't have, and it's the gift for the person that has everything, why don't you go ahead and get them an HD radio model that they can. Now, HD radio does vary by where you are and listening to. Here in Chicago, obviously, there are a lot of HD radio stations, as well as New York and L.A. But if you live in like some small podunk town like Colorado Springs, you won't get as many. You'll get maybe like 3 or 4. And a good place to go find out what HD radio stations you do get in your area is HDRadio.com. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running. The latest dish on Dish Network.
Well, the past couple of days have been very, very newsworthy over at Dish Network. We're going to go ahead and begin with what Charlie said yesterday at the shareholders meeting. Charlie finally has broke the silence. He said, "We haven't really executed very well during the last 6 months," he told the analysts in the investment call. And he says, "I'm looking forward to spending more time on the operation side as I understand it, so I can understand it better." And really, Charlie has become out of touch with this company, because the fact that DirecTV has launched 16 more high-definition channels than what Dish Network does, thus losing the leader. And I really think that Charlie has finally kind of realized by the way the numbers are adding that, whoa, we need to change things here. We need to get something done. And I really think he needs to get some new, fresh eyes into Dish Network, and exactly let the fresh eyes lead him to the way that to become number one. And, you know, Charlie's going to get what he wants, and, you know, I think that in time, Dish will respond. It's just the process is going to be painstakingly slow. With that said, yesterday there was a neither exciting tech chat at Dish Network, and there was some news released, some really huge news. Basically, starting today, you can go on to Dish Network's website, dishonline.com, and you can sign up for remote booking beta. In fact, we have the audio on that, and this is what they said.
And if you have a 622 or a 722, we've downloaded this software to your box, and you should be able to enjoy this great new feature. And speaking about connecting up online, I think, Dan, when we hook up to your broadband connection, that just offers a whole new realm of possibilities. I think you guys have already started working on one of them.
Yeah, we sure have, Mark. We have another feature that's going to be going out to the general 622, 722 consumer base later this month. But right now we're testing it. It's rolling out for test. And it will enable you to set timers through the internet. You know, I find myself at work. I think I'm going to get home in time for the football game tonight, but I get caught up at work, and I didn't end up missing the game because I didn't think ahead and set a timer. Well, once this feature rolls out, you'll be able to go on the internet and set a timer on your DVR that's sitting at home. So that's a good feature that will also let you manage DVR events and look at your timer list and look at the priorities, so you can go on and see if something's already scheduled to record, if you can't remember if you did, or you can go on and clean up your DVR list. But it's just like sitting in front of your box at home. You can now do it through the internet with this new feature. I said that this feature is being tested right now. We're asking for some help testing this. It's kind of a first for us, but we're offering to our customers the ability to join a program and test this feature. If you're interested in being part of this trial, just go to dishonline.com, and you'll see the Set Your DVR Timers Online. If you go select there, it'll give you more information on how to to request to be in this program. We're taking a limited number of people, and please, no phone requests. We're only taking the requests through the email that's provided on the Dish Online site. And you'll be notified via email if you've been accepted into the program and with some follow-on instructions. One of which will be you'll have to wait to get the new software before this feature is available on your box.
And I think it's important to note, Dan, that they have to sign up tomorrow. Tomorrow's kind of the deadline to get signed up.
Yeah, they can start signing up tomorrow. That'll be available on Dish Online starting tomorrow.
Okay, great.
All right, that's how you can get into the remote booking with Dish Online. That audio clip came from the Dish Network Tech Chat, which happened Monday, November 12th, 2007. So I think that's going to wrap it up for today's show. Look for some more CES coverage coming your way here later on this week, if not next week. And we'll be joining you on our next SatelliteGuys.us podcast. I'd like to thank DishStore.net for making this podcast possible. Also, I'd like to thank all of our Satellite Guys members, and stay tuned for next month. We will be having a special holiday chat, so we'll catch you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.